doing?
I'm doing good.
Okay.
Is it on?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay, okay.
What is the name of this movie? One Cut of the Dead.
Yeah, One Cut of the Dead.
One Cut of the Dead. John, did you like it?
Yeah.
You really liked it?
No.
Really?
I didn't see it.
You didn't watch it?
I didn't watch it.
It was like 30 minutes long.
I didn't have time.
It was 30 minutes long.
It's literally 30 minutes long.
Oh, this is good for the guy who couldn't binge Game of Thrones.
I got busy. He did binge, and he did.
You said that's an argument. You said we were doing an episode of Just Jousting.
No!
Did those two words not come out of your mouth?
I swear, no, because you said it was fine. I asked you, do you want to watch One Cut of the Dead? You said, sure. And I even saw it like halfway through. I thought you were watching it.
No.
You didn't start it ever?
No, I never started it ever.
That's weird.
What the hell are we supposed to be doing here? I don't even have that many games set up. You want to play charades for an hour?
You said we were just jousting. Well, I want to hear what you guys thought about it. I'm never going to see it. Just like everyone else who listens to the pod, who didn't watch the movie.
Sure.
I was just going to be a bystander.
It was good. I liked it.
I don't know why you expected. You, Zach, of all people, he told me that this movie's not good.
I didn't say it was not good.
Korean zombie movie.
I didn't say Korean. I'm pretty sure it's Japanese.
Yeah. Sure or pretty sure?
Pretty sure. I mean, we don't know Korean or Japanese.
What, you couldn't tell by the way they look?
No.
That's messed up, guys.
You didn't even watch it.
I don't have a single
cried, and they Japanese definitely movie. Were Japanese.
You guys, now that I think
about the way they looked, they were definitely Japanese.
Zach didn't like it.
I'll stand on that.
Zach. Yeah. Likes that kind of stuff.
I didn't say I didn't like it.
You said it was all right.
It's only 30 minutes, you douche.
Why don't I just
watch
it?
They put it. They compared it to Shaun of the Dead, which I've never watched, but it's like a very popular movie to
a
big group of people. Never seen it,
but Shaun of the Dead's much more of a movie.
Yeah, this is like a play. These people are so
It's one take.
It's one take, dude. It's
so at times you're just impressed because it's like. You can tell they're doing like
really
play
good.
Type stuff. Like they'll be doing a scene and like running off and like changing and like, you know, it's pretty cool.
And there's times where like you can tell that somebody missed a cue.
Yeah, yeah.
Because they'll say the line again.
There was one time where she was like, she said a line and then she was like,
what's it going to take? And then she was like, then she changed her tone a little louder.
What is it going to take?
Yeah. Boom. Then all of a sudden there's sound up on the roof.
Yeah.
And there's twists to this movie. I don't even want to tell you the twist.
Yeah, there was a lot of twists and turns.
I mean, there was twists and turns. I cannot believe this movie. What are we at the core?
It's about
what is this establishment
director
right here at its core? We're a movie podcast.
This is not a movie.
It's a movie.
A Japanese skit.
Oh my god.
I got tongue-tied. One take.
No,
you guys are like, they did this in one take. Every week I come here and spit an hour in one take, and we just post it.
It's not nearly as good as this.
Spit an hour in one take.
Zach said this wasn't good. What's better, Zach? Movie night or this? Movie night is definitely good. 6.6.
F you, Hudson.
F y'all.
You think this play, that play was better than Movie Night's best episode?
I mean, yeah.
You're right.
I'm just saying, I have sources that this wasn't even
I'm just saying that,
we
like,
theatrics had
they
what's
clearly
it
put a lot of work into it.
What's like,
we don't put a lot of work into it. Not as much as these people did.
How dare you, dude. Go point at these tiles. Don't you dare. Look at your unfinished pictures.
You look at that. You tell us.
Their picture wall is crazy.
Yeah, tell me.
You tell us.
Dude, I was wondering, what are we going to do with the next pod room? It's going to be the exact same room. Except for the window's going to be in a different situation.
But which room are you doing it in?
The one with the smallest closet on the downstairs.
Why don't you put it upstairs?
Because I feel like I need to rent that one out. That's a good room. You can't just put it upstairs.
The pod's moving to the office.
Really?
I've already talked about this with you before.
Well then, let's move to the office.
We'll see.
Okay. It's a done deal.
The pod's moving to the office. Well, then we'll just jumped at it. I thought you were going to fight it a little bit.
Take it away from me, please. I don't know what you're going to do with the PC, because this isn't going to the office. I'm going to assure you of that.
No, you got a game.
That's the brain. That's the brain of this whole operation.
I don't think you need a big brain for this operation. Like, I don't think it takes much computing.
Nah.
The computer part.
Seems pretty hurtful.
No, no, no. Like, your brain.
It's just y'all are doing like a...
Big brain.
But the computer needed for this is probably pretty minimal.
Y'all are doing like Michael Bay editing.
Is that good or bad?
Like Transformers editing, you know?
Do you know how much editing the Transformers probably took?
A lot. That's my point.
So you're saying we're overkilling it?
No, I said you're not doing that.
Oh, so we were Michael Bay.
No.
They're making a new... there's a new cartoon Transformers coming out.
Matt bought a 5-disc set of Transformer movies.
Oh, the movies?
The past 5 movies.
Ah, wow.
I was real juiced about it. I was like, dude, you can find those on...
anywhere.
Hulu. But anytime you want to watch something, you can't find it. Like,
I bet the Transformer TV show slaps. I remember back before Courage the Cowardly Dog.
Movie.
I had to catch... That's what started this.
Animated.
Actually, I guess Michael Bay did. Yeah, animated. That's what I said.
Chris Pratt.
Chris Pratt's been in every animated movie lately.
Yeah, I guess people like his voice. I don't know.
What's the name of this Japanese movie?
One Cut of the Dead.
Ah, so they were even so big and bad about doing it in one cut.
Yeah, it's cool.
What's that movie?
Dunkirk.
Not Dunkirk.
Dunkirk was
No, it was the other one.
Is it not that one?
Not Dunkirk.
If Dunkirk was done in one
but that's
shot,
not the one that
there.
It was like 1917.
Oh, yeah.
What's
like,
that
movie? Yeah,
something like that.
Yeah, 1907.
Well,
I think it was in World War I.
Yeah, it wasn't a war. Maybe somewhere there was.
No, it was not about a war.
1917. I nailed that. One Cut of the Dead. Ooh, One Cut.
It's cool.
I blame... okay, so this is about... things go badly for a hack director.
I blame the Japanese.
I blame the Japanese for me not watching this. Shooting a low-budget zombie movie in an abandoned World War II Japanese facility when they are attacked by real zombies.
Yeah.
So super that's funny. The twist.
There's more twist.
The funny part is, like, the director just is an absolute savage. So, like, he realizes that it's, like, a cursed building. And he's, like, the reason why it's happening, pretty much. But, like, he'll be like, I need help. And, like, the people will be like, fuck, he needs help. And, like, they'll go up and they'll just open the doors and they'll just, like, shove a zombie at him and just be like, yeah! So that part was pretty funny.
And so this movie's getting a lot of,
it's a lot of hype, a lot of...
why is it getting a lot of hype when it's from 2017?
It's filmed in one cut.
I think that's a big deal.
So the reason...
you said it was 30 minutes long. It says it's an hour and 36 minutes.
No, I don't know. I saw that recently, too, on mine.
It was like a 38.
Did you guys even watch the whole thing?
We definitely did, yeah.
It was the whole thing. We watched
time flies, then.
Yeah.
It wasn't 90 minutes.
No, actually, I was going to say I put the blame on the lack of episode prep on Kelly Wilson.
Square on the back of Kelly Wilson.
She got us all hyped for an interview. Zach
couldn't risk it.
She couldn't risk it. Yeah. Zach said that her manager said she couldn't do a podcast. Yeah. Okay, so she's not going to do Joe Rogan if he asked her on?
Probably.
Yeah. So Joe she Rogan. Couldn't do our... she was big dicking us.
Yeah, there's more of a benefit for her to go on Joe Rogan.
No benefit.
You know what we gotta do?
Man, we couldn't even get Zach's ex-girlfriend from middle school.
She used to love you.
I was juiced about it because I was gonna drive and nuts
said,
about that.
Yeah,
Kelly.
Make a big deal about it.
It's funny.
Yeah, remember when you guys used to date?
Didn't you guys used to love each other?
Is Finn.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, I don't like that.
But I was gonna ask her if she was still single, see if you could get with a movie star.
New York.
I think she lives in New York.
New York.
Oh, man. You'd have to move to New York?
Yeah, he'd do it in a heartbeat.
Skyscrapers.
Yeah. They'd let you, too.
Yeah. I have a couple crews.
Have you guys ever watched anything?
Hey, Jose, what do you think about this, pal? 80 stories. I don't think so.
No?
Now, do you think that Kelly big leagued us or her manager big leagued us?
I think her manager probably
did. You think so?
Yeah. I think that she.
Well, guess what, podcast. Manager? I don't know who you are either.
She probably didn't fight for it that hard because it's not like her and Zach are like best buds.
Or they could have dated. Could have been like...
There's probably some bad blood there. I don't know.
Did you break up with her?
I don't know.
Was this payback?
He cheated on her.
What?
No, I'm just kidding. No, I didn't. He was just a Mac.
This whole scenario ended. But...
When did you date her? Elementary school?
Yeah, for like 2 years, I imagine. I mean, like it was.
You never break up in elementary. It just kind of fizzles.
No, I think there was a whole thing.
Oh, no. Falling out. Oh, so wow. Well, have you guys?
That's what I said. It was sixth grade, Zach. I said, "I'm done. See you later, alligator. Bye."
Oh.
And then I broke up with her just like that. No wonder
she big leagued us.
Everybody starts snapping like it was.
One time we did a rap battle in like elementary school.
To win?
Yeah, it was like boys versus girls, and I made the whole rap. It was about peanut butter and jelly, and it was beast.
I don't remember that at all.
It was fifth grade. Were you there in fifth grade?
You said middle school.
I think it said elementary
school. Mom said that Hudson just told her a story about you getting slingshot across the classroom from a teacher.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I told her that in public. I got abused by a third grade teacher. I
didn't know she had never heard that.
Yeah,
she
was like, so Zach means that you're standing that in, like, to the grade. Line.
I mean, Hudson, we're standing in line, like, going to lunch or something, like, at the Peachtree City campus. And, like, I was messing with Hudson. Hudson was standing in front of me. I'm messing with Hudson. We're just best friends, you know.
So chumming it up.
And my teacher's like, yo, touch him again, and you die. Whatever she said. So she meant it too, dude. So they, like, I swear this is how it happened. Like, she started to move the line. We were just like little soldiers in a line, and she's like, go. So we start walking, and then she stops the line real quick, and I bump into Hudson, and she was setting me up, because then she grabbed me by the arm, slung me around across the hallway, and then slammed my head against this.
She, like, turned around. So, like, she grabbed him and turned around to, like, talk to him or whatever.
Yeah.
And did it way too hard. And, you know, Zach was like 40 pounds. So, like, yeah. She picks him up and he flies around. Back of his head hits the wall, like, ka-thow!
Dang.
Like, he, like, comes down and then, you know.
She still yelled at me. Like, yelling, she wasn't, like, apologetic, like, once she realized.
Yeah.
And I had a little tear coming down my eye.
And then we came outside and realized there was, like, a dent.
In your head?
No, in the wall.
Yeah, probably in my head, too.
Were you a bad kid?
Oh, yeah, I was a rebel. I didn't deserve all of that.
Rebel without a cause.
Yeah.
You probably did.
Miss Hermits. Or Miss Emmanuel. I forget which one it was.
Hermits.
Miss Hermits.
Yeah.
Dead.
I don't think... Is she?
Is she?
Oh, jeez, no. That was more of like a fake grudge I was holding on to, but jeez Louise.
Yeah, dude, I mean, that was a long time ago.
I pray not.
So you're mad. She is dead, as in to you. You yeah. are mad at her. If you ever see her again, it's on sight.
Yeah.
Not like
I hope not.
She is no longer living.
God's be good. I hope she's alive and
well.
Happy.
Yeah.
Slaving kids into hallway walls. with all the power that she had 20 years ago.
Yeah, dude, that was 20 years ago. You gotta watch your words.
20 years ago. Jeez. That's brutal.
Pretty close.
Alright, so just jousting. You must have came with like a bunch of games or something, because we were just.
No, I thought we'd just joust it up. We just hit it on the fly.
Have you ever been hit by a teacher?
Oh my gosh. One time I was, waiting outside. So there was a room, like a small room, that you could hang out in, but then it opened up. The teacher had unlocked their door to their room.
Big room.
Yeah, I don't want to tell any names, but one time I was waiting.
We divulge names.
After
I'll name drop the shit out of this.
And then you'll wish they were dead. Anyways, it was after lunch, and we have study hall after lunch, and we're waiting in the small room, and it's like winter, so it's cold, so we're all in there. Anyways, I'm like looking out, waiting for the teacher to come. The teacher comes, and I'm like, hey, what's up? And I open the door for him. And then once he got like a step away, I closed the door on him really quick. And then I held it shut, and he yanked on it.
Funny.
And then I opened it up, and I was like, ah. And as soon as I did that, he came in. and pinned me up against the wall really quick. It was like, don't you ever. And then it was pretty intense. And I think he realized what he had just done.
Yeah.
And so he like looked around and he was like, ha, 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 you know, I just messed with you. But I think everyone in the class was like, oh,
he got a little cow. Mad there.
A little yeah, that was intense.
He got a little too angry.
Yeah. A little monster hanging out there. Nice. That's so who was got it? Beat up by a teacher.
No. I got.
It only happens in private schools, never public schools.
Yeah, they can do what they want in private.
Yeah.
The teacher once told me in Brooks Austin that we are why she never wants kids.
Yeah.
And then she had them.
You. That's probably gonna be. That's probably a jinx.
Yeah.
Hopefully, Miss Hermes doesn't listen.
Number
I love listen. That Zach. Yeah. Never said a bad thing about me.
Well, she slammed you into a wall.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you didn't also, actually didn't want like her to be dead.
I practically forgot it the second my head hit the wall. They had to remind me of it. So yeah, you're right. That was pretty mean.
You were definitely...
period already.
I went by the shop today and I saw some of the things you've been working on.
Yeah, I've been lathing like a boss.
Nice.
Yeah, you're gonna need to catch up, but you won't be able to.
I saw what you made, and I think I shouldn't be far behind.
Oh yeah, we're gonna see on Thursday.
I saw that one little design piece you made. That was kind of cool.
Yeah.
Make a bowl yet?
I could if I wanted to.
Did you sharpen any of the tools yet?
Nope.
I knew that wasn't happening.
I'm scared of that machine. There's this little stone machine. I don't quite understand it quite yet.
You gotta just... you just grind
it. No, you do it.
Well, I haven't been using
it. You're in the shop.
He said after you make every tool, every piece, you should sharpen. You've been there for how many hours? I think you went 8 on Saturday. And I could see how many pieces you used.
What are you talking about?
Sunday. You know what I mean.
I went eight
you know what?
Sunday
I wish Hermit said throw your ass to the wall.
Yeah, no one was that mad about it.
What do you mean? You were there on Saturday.
On Sunday, you were there for 8 hours. No,
that's
sharpens.
Such bullshit.
That's what you said.
I was there solo dolo for 8 hours.
Caesar
with no
said
Wi-Fi.
That you said that.
Caesar
told
said.
Me. Yeah.
Caesar doesn't know what the hell he's talking about. I probably told him Saturday. We had a class for 8 hours.
And then on Sunday, how long were you there?
An hour or two.
Oh, you made it sound like you were there all day. I saw how many pieces you made. I was there today.
I went a lot on Monday.
There was a lot of
Tuesday. Went a lot yesterday.
There was a lot of half bowls.
Well, now I can take the bark off a frickin' plank of wood in 2.5 minutes. So it doesn't take me a lot of time to make a lot of freaking damage in there, you know?
Yeah. You've gotten pretty good.
Troubles. You're not gonna ride the bevel right like you. Yeah, I remember.
No idea how to ride the bevel.
He has no idea how to ride the bevel. I'm gonna keep telling him. When we practice on Thursday, I'm gonna say, no, ride the bevel. I'm gonna have to keep reminding him.
I bet. I mean, you gotta put a lot of hours in. I'm proud of you. I'm jealous. But I got things I can't go spend
yeah,
all day.
Yeah, you can't even watch a 30-minute movie.
I didn't even want to watch a dumbass movie.
Yeah, you turn. Yeah, there it
Zach
is.
Said,
finally.
Oh,
finally.
This Japanese movie
out.
Is shitty.
I said it was 30
minutes watch
and I did not say it was shitty.
So I have to read and it's bad.
I said it was overhyped. You never read before?
I have text.
Yeah, I said it was overhyped. People said it was Shaun of the Dead level.
No, yeah. And you haven't even seen that. You haven't even seen Shaun. You're like,
but people
I can't
love
believe
it. There's like six of those movies. What are you talking about?
Shaun of the Dead?
I don't think there's six.
I think there's
three.
Like maybe two.
I didn't even know there was multiple.
Maybe two.
But the first one's really good. We should watch
Shaun of the Dead only has one.
Honestly, you want to watch Shaun of the Dead in it?
Yeah, hell yeah.
Yeah.
That sounds beast.
Yeah. Because
yeah, John has no time, though.
Yeah, you're so cool.
Yeah, you're so cool.
Can't even watch a 30-minute movie. It would have made sense if you did this for a different movie.
You know what's weird? So Shaun of the Dead came out the same year as Dawn of the Dead.
No, it didn't. No
he
way.
Guessed, he's on Google right
Dawn
now.
Dawn of the Dead came out in like the 70s.
Well, maybe it was a different one.
Okay, maybe.
Dawn of the Dead funny. And Shaun of the Dead.
Because Shaun of the Dead came out in like 2000
like
something.
Is it like a parody
right?
movie?
Yeah, it's a parody of Dawn of the Dead.
I guess it's a parody, but it's not like Scream
like
or something
one of those
like
Drake
that.
Bell movies. Yeah, no. Where he's that green superhero.
Yeah, it's not like Scary Movie or like Super Movie or whatever it's called. Super Movie. Super 43, whatever.
Well, I'm not really sure.
Movie 43.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
But no, it's
Hugh Jackman
it's,
has a ball sack on his chin in that movie.
Yeah, nothing like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't really like those movies.
I don't either. They're just kind of like...
What you looking up, pal?
I'm trying to see how bad you said this movie was. And you also text me that we aren't friends.
Oh.
Yeah.
So we're brothers.
You're brothers.
Yeah, I said we're not friends. We're brothers.
Yeah, which is
a
nice.
Well, it's a lot yeah, easier to watch a stupid Korean zombie movie for a friend.
You just say Korean.
That's why I typed to you when you said we weren't friends.
I think it's because he just didn't want to watch a Japanese movie.
Yeah, which is racist.
Which
no.
Might
I also did Japanese in a three-letter tone, and it was a little scary.
I don't know what a three-letter tone is, but I like it.
Japanese, three-letter tone.
Because it did sound like he used a three-letter tone.
Three-letter word.
Japanese.
Yeah. Freaking hiccups or something, I hope.
It's 30 minutes and it's not even bad.
Yeah, 30 minutes and it's not even bad.
That's a weird way to say
yeah,
things.
Yeah, but you made it.
30 minutes and it's not even bad.
You said it was
what
terrible.
Do you want, dude?
30 minutes.
I was trying to convince
it's not even bad.
I guess you said that because you would assume that it's going to be bad.
Yeah. You just haven't even been to Japan, have you?
No.
They already want to go back.
Do you?
I don't know. I go back.
Did you get those glasses in Japan?
Yeah, everything I got.
They look
shorts.
Like
I think they're probably from Japan.
You got those Crocs in Japan?
They're probably made in Japan. But no, worn down.
You're thinking
America.
Of China. You're getting China and Japan mixed up.
This was Japan. This was Japan.
Where yeah, those made? Glasses
right
look,
from the source.
Look like a three-letter tone.
That's how you said. Yes. They're beasts.
Yeah, they're cool. You look like K-pop.
I look like K-pop?
Yeah. You look so K-pop right now.
You look like a evil guy in One Piece.
Okay. I like that one.
Like an evil nerd. Like
evil
nerdy
K-pop
kind of guy.
One Piece guy.
Yeah, I like evil guy. One
like
Piece
a really tall, skinny...
Dork loser.
Kind of nerdy. But he probably has like a sword.
Okay.
He probably, sword. Yeah, like, you're like an evil One Piece dork loser nerd guy with a sword.
You wouldn't be anyone at One Piece. You're too big.
I mean,
yeah.
Firefist
weird,
Jake.
Like, no, nah, Firefist Jake.
Yeah,
did
well,
shit.
That's not even a character.
That's what I said.
It's not a character.
Why would your name be Jake?
Yeah,
I'd be Firefist Jake.
Why would your name be Jake?
Because that's the guy's name.
It's Firefist Ace. Jackass.
Well, you know, I'm totally Firefist Ace.
No, dude.
Okay.
Yeah, because to my
think,
Monkey D. Luffy, that's the only reason you're Firefist Ace.
I think
he'd
just be like a beefy Marine off in the corner.
Yeah, it would get freaking knocked the F out. You're too big.
You'd be just
dude,
like,
you would be some dumbass.
I got some characters for you.
No, because
I got some characters for you. You're the candle guy.
Okay.
Bonclay?
No,
that's who you are. You're Bonclay.
I'm the candle guy.
You're the
I'm candle guy.
You're Bonclay, though.
Bonclay is loyal to the soil.
I don't give a shit if he is. He's gay. Like
whoa.
You.
Whoa.
And you.
You're saying a lot of offensive three-letter words today. This guy's going for throats. It's crazy, dude.
And Hudson.
John just decided just jousting
I
and just angry. He's just mad and throwing down. I'm sorry. This is why Kelly. They said, "Hey, we turned on 10 minutes."
Yeah, I wonder why.
We turned 10 minutes of the podcast on, and then
John said,
the big
"Gay
one.
Jab."
The big one said something crazy.
The big one.
You know, if there are any big guys with a beard in One Piece, I'm just gonna piss
Hudson
off really quick.
Yeah.
Oh, Hudson would be like Hudson would have like.
Oh, Hudson would be Chef.
I feel like
Chef.
The guy
with the one leg?
One leg. What's his name?
Red Leg Zeph.
Red Leg Zeph the Chef.
Yeah, I take that. That's
Red Leg Zeph the
hard.
Chef. Yeah,
he is
cool. I was thinking Hudson was going to be like the guy that's like stuck in the barrel that can never get out.
Why would I be that guy?
That'd be a funny character to
be. It would just be a
the
funny
guy,
one.
The guy with the super long tongue?
Yeah.
No, Zach's, oh, you know who Zach is, and this is a perfect
Sandman?
One. No
Monkey
joke.
Luffy.
Zach is Colby.
Oh,
from the live
dude,
action,
whoa.
Yeah. Got anything bad to say about that?
I'd say you're more like Colby's friend.
Helmeppo? You guys are just throwing shade. Helmeppo, so dude. You guys, nobody even knows who's listening how much shade y'all are throwing in right now.
They can look him up. Oh, you're going to say
Sanji?
I thought you were going to go all Luffy. In. Yeah, you wanted to say you're Luffy.
I mean, I'm not nice enough.
No, you're Sanji at best. Maybe Zoro at best.
I'd give him Sanji at best.
You're Zoro
I don't think best. He's ever going to be Zoro.
No.
Yeah, you're Zoro at best. He's Sanji at best.
I'm like... And we qualm.
I'm like Chopper at best.
That's a good one.
I think Frankie at best.
Yeah, you're Frankie. Yeah.
Who's Frankie?
You haven't gotten there yet, nerd.
He's like the shipwright guy, fixes the ship. He's like a big Power Ranger looking.
Ever since Hudson said that thing about you say everyone looks like him and it just pisses him off, I'll see someone and I'll be like, that looks just like... Better not say it.
To who?
Just to yourself.
Hudson will hear.
Oh, jeez. He'll just get around.
He'll just come out of the corner and be like, you...
I heard that.
What's that from?
What?
That sounds... Yeah, it sounds like a quote from something.
Yeah, sure.
I think just now.
The way you said it, even.
I can't do it again. You put me on the spot. You got any guesses? Dexter's Laboratory, maybe?
If you could be... Right. Yeah, maybe.
Okay.
Maybe you nailed it.
Yeah.
If you could be anyone from One Piece, who would you want to be?
What are you talking about?
Besides Luffy.
The OG. Yeah, okay.
Is you anyone out?
Nobody even knows anything about One Piece. Maybe Smoker. Smoker's type.
Yeah, you would pick cool. Smoker out of anyone?
Smoker's pretty sick.
Pretty cool. He's got
Smoker.
He smokes around. Turns to smoke.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fun.
You want to play charades?
Yeah, sure. Love charades.
Yeah, I paid for another $2.99. It's a monthly fee.
Is this not charades?
Pardon me?
You pay for
charades. Is this actually charades?
Yeah, this thing. We've done it before. Was Hudson not on here when we did this? You remember playing this, right? Who was the third person on the pod?
I don't recall.
Jeez! Alright, we're gonna start with movies, something about that.
TV series. I have a game called Password. Normally you play with teams of two, but I think we could play with the three of us.
Do you want to do that one first?
Yeah, it could be fun.
Okay.
Alright, so we'll take turns who goes, but let's say Hudson's guessing the password, okay? Mm-hmm. So me and you give him one word hints. So I'm going to give you a word, and you have one word to get Hudson to guess it, okay? Mm-hmm. But after you go, I get to say a second word, you know? Mm-hmm. So you want to either get it on the first or...
Password. Yeah, I get it.
All right. Think of... I'll text you.
You have a whiteboard and a marker in front of you.
So, Hudson's... Do you have a phone?
Yep. I do. 2024.
I don't have my phone.
Yikes.
Alright, I sent you one.
Alright. So, I have one word.
You have one word.
Lakers.
Los Angeles?
Shit. Big.
Oh, I thought you were telling me the word. I was like, the word was big. And you used the Lakers? Shit. So, am I still using that word?
Yeah. He
big
missed.
And Lakers. Shaquille O'Neal?
Yep.
Okay.
I win.
Oh my gosh. I thought it was going to be like a toss-up.
Yeah. You got to be more. So I think of a word that if I'm the one sending the word, I try and think of one that you can't get in one. So if you also don't think you can't get it in one, you might want to be even more.
That's his phone.
That says I'm
fine. Give me the whiteboard.
Yeah, we need the whiteboard. It's right in front of you.
Or this isn't a whiteboard.
Yeah, well, there's a whiteboard right in front of
you. You said it was right behind me.
Who said it was right in front of
me? I'm wearing headphones, guys.
All right. Yeah, you should hear it twice.
Hudson doesn't make noise. Hopefully it
all
works.
All right, so I'm going to give Hudson a word off of this whiteboard, and he's going to try and make you guess it in one.
Okay. Yep.
Right, yeah.
And then you get to say the second word. And then back and forth.
Okay. C.
The tough word. Okay, I like it. Whale. Zach, your word?
Souvenir.
C. Souvenir. Sand dollar.
Dumbass.
All right.
Sally.
SpongeBob.
Gas.
C. Souvenir. Sally. Gas. Shell.
Yeah.
I was going, where did Sally come from?
I don't know. I
was thinking Sally sees a seashell by the seashore.
Ah, I like it.
There you go.
All right, so see.
No, I'm guessing.
Yeah, you come up with a word and I'll go first.
And in the meantime, here's some jazz.
Okay, I like it. You ready?
Yep.
Jam.
Peanut butter and jelly.
No.
Peanut butter.
Jelly.
It was just jelly.
Yeah. It was just jelly.
I should have just said peanut butter.
Yeah.
Bad by me.
Yeah. Jam. Yeah, it makes me think PB&J. For some reason.
Right, peanut butter and jam.
Peanut butter and jelly. French toast. Okay, I got it. So I'm one word to Hudson.
Yeah.
LED.
Lights.
Oh, you guessed so fast.
Nickname.
LED nickname. Those things have nothing to do with each other.
Yeah,
they might.
Is it somebody's nickname?
Just like, what? Guess, quick
I
guess.
I don't know, man. Light bulb.
Nice. Behind.
Me. Mm-hmm.
Just think of all three words.
LED behind. What did you say the first?
Nickname.
Nickname.
LED behind nickname.
Oh, broccoli?
I almost didn't get it.
Yeah, it was close, bro. I did not. Yeah.
You should have done vegetable. That's what I was dying to say.
Well, why'd you say freaking nickname first? You should have just said vegetable.
Yeah, and I've never called Zach.
No.
Brock Rob.
LED but. Nickname might have done it. Mm-hmm. I thought. LED vegetable would have been much better.
I had no idea what I was going to write, and I just started writing a letter. And now I got it. All right, who am I showing it to? Hudson?
Hudson.
Okay.
All right. One word.
Squash.
Racquetball.
You're great.
Should have picked that.
Halloween.
Pumpkin?
Yeah, brother. Racquetball. That was insane.
The other game is called squash.
Yeah.
I didn't realize you were that white.
I've never played squash.
I had them at Kennesaw's big gymnasium. Yeah. Watched it a couple of times. Mainly just helicopter outside.
You played squash?
Yeah, I squashed it. Mainly just hit a racquetball as hard as I could against the wall for
And that's called squash.
Bad squash. Whatever they tell you, that's squash. We keep talking about pickleball and we never play it. You keep saying pickleball Sunday and you can't. You got it?
Mm-hmm. Cop.
Huh?
Cop.
officer.
Sheriff.
NWA.
Huh?
NWA?
You.
But, I mean, all right.
But, I mean,
all right.
I mean, put them all together there, Chief. Yeah. They ain't just one guess per.
A deputy.
At the police?
Nicer.
F12.
Nicer. Less.
I said F12.
You think the thing is 12 or the word F?
I don't know.
What were our first hints?
Cop and police.
No, one of those was never a hint.
Please.
There it is.
That's the answer.
Are y'all kidding me?
What do you mean? You couldn't get cop, deputy, officer, sheriff was said. You wouldn't get it, so I had to go off the wall.
I guess sheriff.
That wasn't the answer.
Yeah, but then you got me off kilter with the freaking NWA one.
You wouldn't say police. I don't know what that's
performance. I won't lie.
All right. I'll do one more, and then let's play your game.
Charades.
Huh?
Charades. Charades. Two games where nobody can see the answer unless they're watching on video.
They don't need to. Then. They can guess. Sure they'll be a better guesser than you.
Am I looking? Wait, am I guessing?
What is that word?
Let me. What do you call it when a word is not? It's spelled like it sounds, but it's not spelled correctly.
That wasn't a word.
Phonetically or something?
Oh.
Are you familiar with the word now?
Yeah.
It's a word. It was a word so hard that.
Oh, it is spelled like that.
I'm so excited to find out what the word is now.
Man, you should have erased it because he. I mean, like. I was
Respell looking. It how you spelled it.
Yeah, try.
I can't even.
Oh.
Not even if I tried. It's already on.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I'd probably just spell it right now.
You should see how I. What I wrote so he could understand was funny, though.
Next. That's your first word. I'm prepping.
Before.
Nice. You're up.
I'm trying to think of a word that's hard to spell, too.
Dance.
Like a dancing competition or something.
Okay.
Dancing with the Stars.
Cool, cool, cool. That's do you all think those he can words dance? Are tough to spell.
Yeah, that's what I'm like.
Dancing with and the Stars.
One of those words that sounds
no
different.
Spaces.
With.
What is that? All right, I'll do game. So just to elaborate right now, your three words are next game and then dance.
Next game, dance.
So you have next game and then.
And it's a tough to spell word.
Dance. Yeah, next game.
Next game, dance.
Dance.
It's like a homecoming?
Next game.
Oh, homecoming. That was a good one. But it's wrong. Big way off. Okay, next game.
Next game, dance. Charades.
Oh!
You didn't give him a word, which I still feel like that means that it was fine.
You already had a guess, and you cheated.
Why'd you say dance?
To throw you off.
Throw you off?
That's crazy.
Because I knew if it got. I didn't think I was going to get it.
You could just say game.
I didn't think that I was going to get it. But I thought you would if I gave him a good hint. And I thought three hits.
He was too stuck on dance.
Yeah, the prom?
cheated. Zach cheated. He said, let's go over the words we had.
Next game, dance.
Next game, dance.
It worked. Something about that dance. This is how I spelled it to make Zach.
Sure is.
That's how I spelled it to make me know what he was talking about. But I before it was like S-U-R-A-D-S. Shreddis. I said, what is this word I'm looking at right now?
Next game. Dance. Homecoming?
Next game. Next game.
I guess that's coming up.
Dance.
All I know is if you said next and then I said game, he would have still been confused. But if I gave him a good hint, like act, and then you hit him with next game, and it was act,
he would have gotten it, maybe.
So that's why I had to throw him off a dance, try and make it to four hints.
And just made it. Just ruined it all.
It worked.
Yeah, it worked.
How do y'all want to do this?
I don't know. What are we playing?
And yes, no, yes, no.
That's not charades, by the way.
Whatever. Yeah, it's not.
It's called Heads Up.
It's literally called charades, the app. It's
charades is when you act out something.
This isn't Ellen DeGeneres' liberal Heads Up. This is charades.
You just know you know what the game charades is, right?
Charades is spelled C-H-A-R-A-D-E-S.
Yeah, I know. So are you guys going to act it out?
No, we're not acting it out.
Then it's not charades.
The app is called charades.
We're playing charades.
Charades. How's it spelled?
C-H, the correct way.
But it's the wrong game?
Yeah, but it's a different...
What's worse, not knowing how to spell it or not knowing what it is?
They got the app name. John, we're going to go with TV series. I'll go first, have my head on the nozzle for both of y'all. We'll do TV series each. Y'all keep track of your numbers. Then Hudson will go, then John will go. We'll just do one round
So
each.
I am going for you.
Yeah. Alrighty.
Are you going to me?
Yeah.
Place on forehead.
Thanks.
Two, one. Thor's brother.
Loki.
That's one. Skip it.
That's fine.
Show I haven't seen, but it's in the West and mountains.
Yellowstone.
That's right. This is a show from HBO, early 2000s, Baltimore Cops.
I can't think of the name.
This is a show on Netflix, really popular over the last 10 years. Little kids.
Stranger Things.
Yep. I don't know that. This is on Netflix. It's got Elliot Page, Ellen Page, Juno.
Mirror Academy or whatever? Umbrella Academy.
Yeah, yeah.
Shoot.
This is a show I never watched on HBO. It's, Black Grasshopper would be a similar name. The Black Grasshopper.
The Red Lotus.
The White Lotus.
Oh, wow. I can't believe I have Lotus.
So black is red.
How much did I get?
We got four.
Okay. So what? John and Zach, four.
Z and H.
Zach and Hudson. All right. Same deck.
Same dick.
Yellowstone.
Zach and Hudson, same deck.
Play something for it.
Why you guys don't say that? I don't want to read it.
If that guy didn't take a shower for a while, he would be
big.
He would be bitch. No, just skip it. I don't know what that is either.
Skip it.
It's a show. Originally, they were made out of like cardboard. It's like
South Park.
Yeah.
Wow, they're originally made out of cardboard?
It's like his hair turns white from black, and he's like, ugh! Kamehameha.
Goku, Dragon Ball Z.
Yeah.
That's right.
I don't know that.
Cool.
I don't know that.
Cool. Yeah, you do.
I don't really know that either.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
This is a show about... It's got little pieces. We watched it growing up. It's the... He turns into the nine-tailed fox.
Naruto?
Yeah.
You act like you've never seen...
I was going to say... Yeah, no, I don't know what that is.
I don't know
what that is.
The nine-tailed fox. Time!
Four.
Three.
Oh, really? Damn. Unfortunate. I didn't know what any of those shows
were. That was Dirty John... Better Things, Piece of Her. Don't know any of these.
Yeah, right, give it a Hudson.
Try to save that guy if he didn't shower. You said big bitch.
Dirty John. That is funny.
Big bitch.
Yeah, there's a TV show called Big Bitch.
You just wanted to say that.
Yeah.
I had to make a guess really fast.
Big bitch.
Big bitch.
You know, I frig you, man.
Dirty John. I can't believe that's the name of the TV series.
I knew it was funny what Hudson said, but I was like, dude, he's never going to say Dirty John.
Roll up to the right and it says Gerard. You gotta find TV series.
There's a lot.
Yeah, there's a lot of them.
You find it all.
Oh, great. Great. How'd you scroll all the way to the bottom and not find
that's
it?
That's it.
The game is charades.
No, it's not. It's not even close.
It's the first one.
Okay.
That's your problem.
Yeah.
Hard to find.
We're going low deck.
May. Zombie show filmed in Georgia.
Walking Dead.
That's right. Don't know it. This is a show about some guys who ride boats back in the olden days. Warriors, the Minnesota
Vikings.
That's right.
Tough one to describe without saying it.
This is like Family Guy. I think the dad.
American Dad?
Yeah.
The dad.
I'm still counting.
I said it before.
This is the guy who is a werewolf in Harry Potter. Just his last name. If you don't know that, skip it because I don't know the show. Skip it.
Skip it.
This is Tina Fey and Alec Baldwin comedy. Oh,
Rock?
Yep. This is skip it. Skip it. This is on Netflix about women prison.
Orange and Zoo.
Doesn't count.
No, you said something crazy, but it was
too late.
Time was over.
It was too late.
Now you gotta go me.
Yeah, we got four. Tied for the record.
Which is four? Oh, no, me and Hudson got three. Brutal.
Man, you got four.
Word. Place on forehead.
It's hard not to say.
Blonde hair girl that kills the living dead. Blonde hair girl. Skip.
Who was it?
Buffy the Vampire. You look through and it's like you're tripping. It's all trippy when he looks. Huh?
Something eyeglass or something?
It's like, it's not an eyeglass, it's black trippy. Hair. It's freaking trippy when you look through the damn thing.
Kaleidoscope?
Thank you.
That's right.
It's about a depressed mule. It's a mule, but he's all depressed, and he's like, oh, well, I'm always sad all the time.
Winnie the Pooh?
No, it's like a donkey, but it's not. It's the alpha of donkeys.
Oh, Bojack Horseman?
Yep. No, skip. Skip. What are these? It's about a blonde haired boy and a dog, and they have a ton of fun, and it's a cartoon and shit. Adventure Time.
They have a ton of fun, and
they have a blast. We're just not friends.
We're just not.
There you go.
All right.
Take the score.
Alright, let's do a tally. Zach and Hudson doing really bad. 5 total. Zach and John, 4 after the first round. Hudson and John, 4 after the first round.
Alright.
So it's a fight to see who's closer to Hudson.
Yeah.
John and Zach are up.
Oh yeah, I'm going with Hudson.
Yeah.
Yep.
I don't know. Oh, I don't know.
You would know.
Yeah, I know. It's like it's really long. I don't know. It's hard to hard. It's a It's a Red Hot Chili Pepper song. It's about a state all the way west.
California. What's it called? That's
pretty good.
California?
A situation. Maybe a declaration.
Are we still in the same California one?
Yeah, institution.
Institution.
Apparitions.
I can't think when you guys keep talking. Isn't it called like Dainty California or something?
No.
Yeah. Dream of Californication.
This is about, it's got Elmo.
Sesame Street.
No,
is that the right one?
It wasn't an Elmo. I don't know the show. We got zero. I don't find
yeah, I couldn't think of Californication. I'm sorry.
What is it, Dainty California? What is this?
What is Dainty California?
What is Dainty, like, I don't know.
Dream of California. California.
You wouldn't shut up. You wouldn't shut up.
I'm trying to help you out.
You were not.
I thought my hum was going to get it.
And John just doesn't listen to old rock. Listens to this new kid shit.
Coming from the guy back when he used to work out and play rap at 6 a.m. You.
Skip.
Really?
Probably. If a tree isn't alive, it's
dead.
But it's also
wood. Deadwood?
Nice.
Oh, that's crazy.
That's crazy. Motorcycles. Guy, that
Sons
was
of Anarchy.
Nice. If you've committed...
Adultery.
No, murder. You've committed...
murder.
You've committed...
Against a president.
It's like... Assassination. It's like treasure. It sounds like treason.
Treason.
Nice. Yeah. Cocaine. Narcos. Show. Nice. Losers, doves appear. No, skip it. Skip it. Skip it. Yeah. It would have been perfectly. Meredith, we watched it with that. Eddie, Caitlin.
Oh, for Grey's Anatomy.
Yeah, you didn't get it.
No, we didn't get it.
Dahmer.
It was like Jeffrey Dahmer, the man, the myth, the legend, the murderer, the serial killer.
True. We got four.
All right.
Dang.
All right. Me and John are still brothers.
That's right.
Hudson and John are still not as good as friends as me and Hudson. So all is well.
If we get five,
I think we're done. You want to wrap it up there?
Yeah, that's sure.
Okay. Yeah, that's true. Next time, watch the movie that I tell you to watch.
It was a Japanese skit at best.
So disrespect.
It was.
What would you rate it? You guys give it a rating.
I would have rated it like a 6.6.
Wow.
That would have been my rating. We've watched worse. The Whale.
Was critically acclaimed.
Yeah.
This movie was
exactly.
Well rated as well. I'm pretty sure it won awards.
Wow. So The Whale.
It's always the critically acclaimed.
Ones that suck.
Yeah, they're always lame. Alright.
Adios.
Movie night. You're so dumb.
Turn it away.
Barely.
I turned
you
it.
You have no confidence.
We didn't play that today. Alright, play us out. For real, this time.
Are you trying to do
Why would
this?
You ask me a question?
Why are you moving your microphone when I start the song?
Why can't we just figure this out?
I'm sitting here quietly drawing and you're ruining my...
Hit the beat.